Hello. Today I'm going to be talking about helping kids remember departed loved ones. Did you watch the Oscars last night? Well, I didn't. I rarely watch the Oscars because I don't usually have an opinion about who should win. The truth is, I don't watch most of the nominated movies. I looked through the list of nominees for this year's Oscars, and the only ones that I had watched were Coco, Logan, Beauty and the Beast, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and The Boss Baby. And I only watched The Boss Baby because that was a group event thing. Anyway, I was happy to see that Coco won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature. I had been sent a media copy of the DVD to review, and we watched it on Sean's birthday a couple of weeks ago. I didn't watch Coco in the movie theater because at first I thought it looked too much like The Book of Life, a movie that I had previously seen. And even though it was a good movie, I didn't want to go see it in the theater. But friends and family who had went to see Coco in the movie theater, they told me that it was very different. That's why I accepted the DVD to review. After watching Coco, I agree. Now, there are some similarities because both movies are based on the Mexican tradition of Dia de la Muerte, and the storylines are very different, though. Both movies also show a love for the beautiful Mexican culture. And they're beautifully made. So if you haven't seen either of those movies yet, definitely give them a try, especially Coco. I love that the movie was about the importance of family. Family is very important in my life. And the truth of the matter is that relationships with family members, especially older generations, can be complicated at times. On the positive side, family feeds you, they love you, they take care of you. But then on the challenging side, they can sometimes be overly protective because they're trying to save you from experiencing the hardships of life. Ultimately, though, each person has to follow their own heart and be their own person. And in the end, those who truly love you will support your choices, even if they differ from what that individual wants for you. That's something that I have to keep in mind as I raise my sons. As parents, we all have dreams for our kids, and sometimes their dreams will fall in line with ours, but sometimes they won't, and we have to love them and let them be themselves, however it pans out. I was telling my youngest son, Sean, that I was gonna talk about the movie Coco, and he joked, "Don't recommend that movie. It's gonna make people cry." He is right. This movie will make you cry. I still recommend it though. Tears can be therapeutic, and in this case, they're a great reminder to hold loved ones in your heart. That is one of the reasons that I was not surprised that Remember Me from Coco won the Oscar for Best Original Song last night, too. Okay, both the movie and the song will make you cry, as I said, whether you're an adult or a kid, especially if you have lost a loved one to death or if you are distant and estranged from any of your loved ones. Just be sure to have tissues nearby when you watch the film, but still watch it. After watching the movie, I thought about ways that I can make sure that my kids remember loved ones who have passed away. My kids are pretty fortunate because they still have three of their grandparents alive. I only grew up with one grandparent, so they have three, which is good, but unfortunately, my mother-in-law passed away after an extended battle with Alzheimer's a couple of years ago. She was an amazing woman, and we miss her, but we try to keep her memory alive in a few ways. One, we look at pictures of her throughout the different stages of her life when we go over to my husband's father's house. She was gorgeous as a young lady, and you can just see her different stages of life. We also share memories about her. For instance, when I make a lemon meringue pie, my husband Reggie, he'll often mention how his mom used to make homemade lemon meringue pies that were amazing. And it's just a fond memory for him. And if I'm joking with Reggie about being frugal, I'll say, "Your mom warned me about you." Because she tipped me off that he would always have it, but he wouldn't necessarily say he had it in regards to finances. We also share pictures and videos of times that the boys spent with their grandmother. Michael, my oldest, has a better memory of her before she got sick. Sean didn't really know her that well, but we have like a video of them playing in their grandparents' backyard, and she's playing ball with them, and pictures of her going to different places with us. So those are memories that can just be held in their hearts. And the last thing we try to do is to continue traditions that were important to Mrs. Coleman. She was very close to her family. She has a lot of brothers and sisters. And so we try to make sure that the kids stay connected to her sisters who are local in the New York area and spend time with them. So it's kind of like an extension of spending time with their grandma, because they have stories that we don't even have about her. And we also try to make sure that the holidays are special because she made holidays special for her family. And so we try to continue that tradition and make sure that especially Thanksgiving and Christmas are great and wonderful and with great food and good gifts and just time together as a family. So those are just a few of the ways that we help our kids remember loved ones who have passed away. If you have other recommendations, I would love to hear them because that's an area we definitely could grow in. So email me, kcoleman@mominthecity.com, if you have any ideas. Thanks. Take care.